He never really relaxed after that, so we decided in our little 75 minutes we weren't going to have a debate, we were going to have a discussion with the American voter. He could win the debate, we wanted to win the election, and we think we did both. But, That's the measure of Governor Carter, the man. It's not very big. Right. Right. I thought I meant, maybe I didn't mention it. I mentioned it. Right. Yeah, it may be coming up. Ford. I think it ought to be mentioned. You know, the great majority of Americans make any difference. Right. Senator Mondale is known as Mr. Busing in the Senate. He runs around now keeping it very quiet and afraid somebody might ask him about busing. That's one reason he hasn't spent much time in certain parts of the country. That's why we wanted to have our debate in Texas so he could at least see it before the election. And
Senator Dole.
Right.
Is it okay to talk? Senator Dole, I would like to find out. Governor Carter said that President Ford was against Medicare. Is that true? I don't believe it, but I want you.
No, I think Senator Mondale said that I voted against Medicare, and so did President Ford in the House, and that's probably accurate. We voted for a program called Elder Care, which didn't make everyone in America eligible. You had to be in need, and under Medicare, well, you can be a millionaire and still get Medicare benefits. Seemed to us we ought to make certain that those who needed medical care got it, those who could pay for it paid for it, and as the Medicare and Medicaid programs have turned out, one day you have Carter criticizing Ford for all the fraud and abuse in this bureaucratic mess, the next day you have him accusing Ford for not voting for the bureaucratic mess. That's just another inconsistency that they thrive on these. They don't have anything to tell you, except we're going to spend your money. We've got better plans than you have. You ought to take a look at Mondale's Family Services Act if you want another little wrinkle to talk about getting the government into your family at a cost of $1 or $2 billion to start with, and then it goes up. And they've got all these grand designs. That's the liberal design. The ultra-liberal design is to let government do it for you. And I don't find most Americans concerned about what government does for you. It's what government does to you. And they're going to do it to you in the end if you don't watch it. So they tell me, yes.
Senator Dole, Paul Harvey brought out on his Monday broadcast, perhaps you heard it,
right.
It's a matter of theatrics, and the television coverage did you a disservice in that coverage by panning into the back of your head while panning onto his name's face while he was talking. A matter of theatrics will show that.
Right, we check that out. I haven't watched. All I know is that after the debate, we think we won the debate. There's no problem. But we did check it because somebody had raised that question at a airport press stop, and I hadn't even heard Paul Harvey. But apparently their camera went out, the one that was supposed to be on me, and they had to use a backup camera. And so I don't know. Maybe the League of Women Voters didn't like my remark. Oh, well, I guess we have to go because I have another meeting. But
this is something that's very sensitive as far as the Spanish community is concerned. What is your position on the Latino bill?
I would recommend the president. It didn't pass, you understand, but if it should come to that form, he ought to veto it. Well, let me say just one final word. Because I'm going to another meeting with the Mexican-American leaders. I just happen to believe that we're on your side philosophically, and, Carter's been running around the South saying, I'm your neighbor, vote for me. Well, I'm fairly close to Texas if you want to go on geography, but I think it's more important that I be your philosophical neighbor. That's what really counts. It doesn't make a difference where we live. It's how we think, and if we think at all. And that makes a difference. Well, I can only say that if you'll work for us for two more weeks, we'll work for you for four more years. Thank you very much.
Miranda, for the Special Assistant to the President, White House staff, at this time we'd like to have a few words before we have a chance to hear from the Senator.
Well, as Special Assistant to the President for Hispanic Affairs, of course, it's always a particular privilege and honor for me to be able to represent the President before the Hispanic community. I think I've met the majority of you, over 90% of you, last night and on previous occasions. I'm always happy to be here in San Antonio to, again, not only address the particular issues, but also the requests that you may have of the administration. And I'm very happy to have Senator Dole with me today, or rather be with him today, rather.
I think it's the other way around.
to augment whatever has to be done on behalf of the Hispanic community. I don't want to say any more than that at this time, because I want Senator Dole to have the opportunity to say something.
Okay, well, wait. Let's go. Cameras out. Well, all you fellas, come on down.
We'll all get in the line.
Yeah. Sure.
Come on down.
Yeah, lots of room.
Maybe we can get the camera to move back a little bit if they're quick.
If you move back a little bit, we'll give them a little more.
Well, I just first want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to visit. I think it's been very helpful to us, and of course, I don't know the politics of everyone in this room, but I do believe and that we're going to get a great deal of support from Mexican Americans because of President Ford's sincerity. He's a genuine article. You know where he stands. He's predictable. He's accessible. It just seems to me that we have an opportunity to pick up a number of Democratic votes in this area and across the country because we're right on the issues and because President Ford has the experience and he has the leadership. I don't say suggest that we're perfect and that we can respond to every question with the answer that everyone would want to hear, but at least we're out there, and whether you agree or disagree, we want to talk about it and discuss it. And that's really why I'm here, and I'm happy that Tom's here, and I think we're both going to get elected, Olivia.
Right.
If it works out. So maybe that little preliminary, if somebody, not only question, if you have some ideas, you know, what should we be doing between now and November 2nd to make certain that we get our fair share of the vote and get our vote out? And that's what it's all about. We're down to that home stretch now. Less than 2 weeks, we're on that side of the equation, and the name of the game is, of course, getting our voters out. You suggested there were quite a few Democrats who might be voting for President Ford.
There are in Webb County. We've got a county commissioner in Webb County, yeah. And several civic leaders that have opened Democrats for Ford Dole. They've done quite a job in Webb County, which is 87% Mexican American and 97% Democrat. But we're going to go
97%.
But a lot of that 97% is going to vote for you.
Senator, I think Ray.
Senator, we're very much concerned in this area in regards to the Richard Morales case. I don't know if you're familiar with the case. It's been up in the Justice Department now for some time. We would like to have you and President Ford to call those people to get off their. To get on it and see that we do have justice. We're not concerned so much for law and order as we are with law and justice. And if there was a case where there were, justice has been denied, this is the case, and we would like to have your support on it.
Right. Well, I'm somewhat familiar with the case, and I read a brief article last night in, I think, one of the papers, or the morning paper, about the Morales case. I checked with Tom this morning, and I think he checked with Justice yesterday.
Yes, I did, Senator.
And it is there, and it has been transferred by the Assistant U.S. Attorney?
The U.S. Attorney, District Attorney in Dallas, I think his name is Hill, submitted the report to the Attorney General. It hasn't been that long. It's been about a week that he submitted it. And I checked with the Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Division, Mr. Stan Pottinger. And he indicated that the report had arrived, but he has not had an opportunity to completely digest it. He has seen it. So it's under advisement right now. It's only been a week that he received the report.
And I am certain that we're going to have justice out of this particular case. But I'll be happy to add my influence if I have any to make certain they really take a look at it, not sit on it. That's what you're suggesting.
Right.
It ought to be reviewed, properly reviewed, and some disposition made.
Thanks. Senator, could you elaborate on the administration's stand on the Rodino bill?
I think the best evidence of that is what the president said last week or a couple weeks ago in L.A. He said that had the Rodino bill passed in that form, he would have vetoed it. And, of course, we're out of session now. I don't know what plans Rodino has for raising it again next year, but the president's on record. Was that a public meeting? Or?
Yes, it was, sir.
And that's what he did say.
As a matter of fact, I can elaborate on the rest that he said concerning the Rodino bill and the entire issue of the undocumented person. Not only would he veto the Rodino bill in its present form, but he indicated that he was in favor of some form of amnesty for the illegal alien. He also indicated that he was going to form a commission and an emissary, or both, to start some dialogue and some communication with the government of Mexico in order to get their assistance in resolving the issue of the illegal alien, not only with respect to the person, the undocumented person itself, but also the economic development problems that have been besetting the border areas as a result of the illegal alien issue. And further, that this commission and this emissary would be also looking at the economic development problems concerning the devaluation of the peso. Of course, this has only been less than 2 weeks that he made this statement, and he's already talked to me about forming the committee, and we have, as a matter of fact, some people in mind already, including the state of Texas, for the commission.
In other words, you're talking about emissary being more than talking about a commission?
A commission and an emissary, or if we need both, to have both. The commission then serving as an advisory group for the emissary.
Is that going to be done quite soon?
It is quite soon. He already talked to me about it, and I'm in the process of forming it. And as a matter of fact, the National Security Council now has my memorandum on it, and it's a matter of their having to go through the proper procedures of staffing and so forth before it is approved. But he wants to get this done as soon as possible, hopefully before the election, but I'm not sure that it will be. I can assure you that it's in the mill right now. It's in the process of getting staffed.
I think there's another area of amnesty that some here might be interested in. You know, Governor Carter went out to the American Legion Convention. That was my first trip to go out there, and I know the background of Spanish-speaking Mexican-American soldiers and what you've done for our country and the sacrifices you've made. And just, it's my view, you may not agree with it, that talking about this amnesty, we ought to concern ourselves with our priorities, and our priorities ought to be to try to account for those we haven't yet accounted for. And I think the Ford Dole administration in this area would be opposed to a blanket pardon, blanket amnesty, or blanket clemency. We just don't subscribe to Governor Carter's view. I guess that's a pitch he made for the very liberal vote out there, and maybe he picked up some, but he didn't pick up many Legionnaires or VFW.
Senator, I'd like to say that your remarks with regards to the C-5A and our strong national defense can certainly be understood in this city. You know, at the present time, I think C-5A aircraft is our middle name here, and as you probably know, San Antonio can certainly say that we are a backbone of our national defense, and a strong national defense program is what I, in particular, am campaigning on, and do anything within the state realm to make sure that we continue this way.
I think it's very important. I don't want to be shrill in my criticism, my colleague, but the record is there. It's his record. It's not mine. He's not about to defend it. He would rather not talk about it, but I think Governor Carter ought to give us some assurance that Senator Mondale would not have any role to play in national defense matters unless he's going to shift his position. San Antonio understands the importance of a strong defense, not only from the our objective for peace and security, but also it means a great deal of jobs in this area. And it seems to me that unless there are some easing of tensions in the world, which I haven't seen, it's much better to be working in some defense job or in some base-related job than somebody say, well, we're going to give you some new welfare program. That's their answer to everything, is welfare program. You don't want welfare programs. You want jobs, meaningful jobs.
Well, that's what we have now, Senator, and we intend to help keep it that way.
And I think it's a very vital issue, and one that we've talked about everywhere, but I'm going to talk about it a lot today in Texas. I think Texas really understands what it means. We've got a big stake in it. And
Senator.
So I appreciate your views.
A small businessman is on his way up in the state of Texas and throughout the South. What is your position on the Wright-Patman Act and the move to amend it as far as large corporations are concerned?
The Robinson-Patman Act?
The Wright-Patman.
I think it's a Robinson Act, which protects small business, right? I think there's some question in that area whether or not we really, protect the consumer and protect the small businessman. But that was suggested, I might add, by President Ford. We ought to repeal it, but it fell on deaf ears in the Congress. That's not about to happen. It also gets into the Federal Trade Commission area. My wife's a member of the Federal Trade Commission. I've heard her discuss the Robinson Patman Act, so. And I think they have some, I don't know what their views are, but I would say that it's probably going to stay about where it is. There's no enthusiasm in the Congress that I could find for the proposal that I think President Ford made, a couple of years ago? At least we ought to take a look at it. Do you find it helpful?
I think it ought to stay like it is.
Yeah. But you think it does help the small businessman?
Very good.
And doesn't reflect in higher prices to the consumer.
Excuse me, Senator Dole. I was wondering what plans the administration has for naming perhaps more judges, federal judges of Mexican-American descent.
Well, I'll just comment generally, and Tom can give you specifics. He's working in that area, and I could read off a list of names, but I don't think we've really done much, it'd be very, and I don't want to disagree with Tom, but so I read off 40 names. Well, there are millions of qualified people. As far as judges, I don't know, but I think we can do a great deal more, particularly in the area of women. I talked to some women last night, and they were saying, I understand all these men getting these super grades, but where are the women? Now, Tom said, I can name you some. So having said that, I'll pass the hot potato to Tom.
Let me tell you that President Ford does have a commitment to bring the Hispanic closer to the mainstream of our government. Not only does he talk about it, he has demonstrated it time and again. The last appointment that I can think of is the Dr. Edward Aguirre appointment to be Commissioner of Education. That is the highest post that has ever been held by any Hispanic. And let me tell you that it's in an area that really concerns our community. He is the top administrator for the Department of Education. I think that certainly proves President Ford's commitment to the Hispanic community. Dr. Aguirre was sworn in 2 days ago in Washington, and he's on the job now. Additionally, President Ford has over 70 appointments of Hispanics in the what might be considered the super grade positions. I think that President Kennedy started out with 3, President Johnson upped that to 9, and now under President Ford we have over 70. Among
That's great.
Well, I think it's an outstanding record.
It really is.
On judges, do you have anything specific on judges?
Yes, among them, there are several judges, district judges. I think, as a matter of fact, there is one in Texas, in Houston, if I remember correctly, but I'm not sure about that. Certainly, if he is committed to naming Hispanics to high posts, he certainly is going to do that in the area of judges. And you give him a chance after the election, and I'm going to see to it that he gets the proper input to that, and he has a commitment.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is William Bonner, and I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas, and I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I feel compelled to tell those of you here that may not know me, that I'm a past state president of LULAC in the state of Texas, 2.5 years. Past national president of LULAC in the United States, that's the League of United Latin American Citizens. And I'm presently chairman of the largest manpower consortium in the United States, which is Jobs and Progress Operation SARE. I have come out for President Ford and Senator Dole, and I am urging all Mexican Americans, as a matter of fact, all citizens of Hispanic origin, to come out and vote and support President Ford and Senator Dole November the 2nd. And I want to just give you 2 or 3 reasons, because I know the senator's schedule is very heavy, but President Ford has met with the Texas Association of Mexican Chambers of Commerce, of which I'm a member of the Mexican Chamber of Commerce in Corpus Christi, at the White House. the President of the United States, President Ford, has met with the National President of LULAC. President Ford has met with the National Chairman of the American GI Forum. And, of course, I've had the privilege of being at the White House to meet with the President as Chairman of the National Service Board. Personally, having been in the Democratic Party for 25 years, I have now looked back and reflected not only on their record, but on their promises. And many of you that belong to LULAC, Operation SARE, and the GI Forum know that we've had to get our own employment. We've had to increase our own educational level. And it's for these reasons and many others that now we're not going to listen to the promises of the Democratic Party. They have faded. They are just now echoes. And as a result, we're coming out affirmatively and positively and vigorously for the Ford Dole ticket. And I am acting chairman now of the Amigos of Ford. We have some here that are on the steering committee. I'm also on the co-chairman of the Texans for Ford. So you can see that I am concerned. And for the federal judges, I might add, the legislation created two positions for the Southern District of Texas, more than that for the Western District where San Antonio is. So the Southern District from Houston, Victoria, Corpus Christi, Laredo, and Brownsville should have two judges, and I'm confident that President Ford, when elected, with Senator Dole as vice president, will appoint a Mexican-American for the Southern District of Texas as a district judge. Thank you very much.
I think in addition to meeting with these people, President Ford has been responsive. That's really the key. It's one thing to have the rhetoric and the window dressing. It's something else to move. Mm-hmm. And Tom can attest to that. He understands. He knows the president. He's an honest, decent American who's accessible. And he listens. And then he tries to respond. He can't always, you know, be right for everyone, but I think he's right for America. And we need your help. And we're going to get a lot of it, I understand. So we're very pleased.
Excuse me.
Right.
One nice thing that I've been a Democrat myself, and the nicest thing that I've found out now is meeting you and realizing that my decision to vote and support you is a wise one.
Well, thank you.